At 17, after much strain and struggle, my childhood faith shattered, and I very vocally proclaimed myself an atheist. Now, being the son of evangelical missionaries, there were many in my life who engaged my newfound nihilistic zeal with the very best conservative Christian apologetics had to offer. But armed with the might of both Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins, I was unimpressed. However, one particular attempt to win me back catches my memory. My sister, Christy, at the dinner table one evening, pointed to a gorgeous sunset outside, the sky aflame with deep, warm colors, and somewhat exasperated, proclaimed, "How could you look at this and not believe?" At the time, I found that rather hilariously naive, and I told her so. It was by far the most unconvincing argument I had heard all year. I regret that. I've since made my way back home spiritually on much different terms. But only now am I beginning to catch a glimpse of my sister's intuitive wisdom. In many ways, I've centered my entire life around wrestling with faith and living into what I believe are the radical and difficult implications of that faith. I've grown into a profound awareness of the world's suffering, the systems of interdependency that have me hopelessly tangled in many, many webs of complicitness, and its not so humble root in a deep woundedness and fear. A lot of fruit has come from that journey, but as I dive deeper into a wider awareness of pain, I found, rather distressingly, that I've become more and more baffled. I'm mentally overwhelmed. Often, I'm less and less articulate. My friends know very well my increasing tendency to babble for protracted periods of time without reaching anything even resembling a point. But as my perception of clarity has begun to crumble and my inner anguish increased, I've distinctively and bizarrely noticed more joy in tiny things. Beautiful things. A fall leaf on the ground, the crisp morning air, the sunset especially. And I have so much farther to go. Imagine what will happen when I move to people. But seriously, imagine that. Fully understanding and appreciating someone's beauty, anyone's beauty, everyone's beauty. I relish now what I largely ignored before, grateful because of the compassion that's grown in me, the Latin root of which means to co-suffer. Beauty will save the world, this I believe.